Welcome back to the Sports Line. Rich Roth, Ed Lane here live on a, well, Thursday for most, Friday for us. We've got the day off tomorrow as we'll be kicking back and watching some golf. Speaking of golf, we'll talk about that in just a second. First, got to let you know this portion of the show brought to you by the Masters of Arts and Teaching Program at Randolph College. It's nationally accredited. It's very affordable, and it's 1 year, August to August. So if you're interested, jump in now. Sign up now. Go to randolphcollege.edu/teach. Get more information. But if you're doing something that you don't enjoy doing and you're thinking that a career in teaching could be up your alley, as long as you've got a bachelor's degree, you can hook up with this Randolph College Master of Arts in Teaching program. And, you know, you can be up and running and, you know, in the classroom within a year. And Ed, 99% job placement rate and a lot of folks getting offers before they even complete the program. Great opportunity.
That's the best part, the 99% job placement rate. You can find your passion and get to work using your passion.
RandolphCollege.edu/teach. Ron Mintz joins us here now on the sports line. Talk a little U.S. Open golf, and it all started with a blimp crashing nearby Erin Hills, and we're seeing some great golf on display as well. Lots going on. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Very good. Very good. What about this, before we dive into the golf, what about this blimp?
You know, I didn't see it until much later. Of course, you know, the course is so big, over 600 some acres, but they just came on like an hour after it happened and started talking about it. So I don't know. Did anybody survive? Because I haven't even heard that yet.
Yeah, it looks like the pilots have suffered some severe burns and injuries, but I don't know that there are any casualties as of yet.
Yeah, it wasn't a blimp connected to the tournament like MetLife or anything, so I don't know if it was just an individual or another company. But yeah, I saw the video. It came down in flames. It's very scary.
As for the golf itself, Ricky Fowler has been on fire. How sustainable is this?
Ricky's one of those players that he seems to be either really on or really off, but when he gets in the zone, and I'll give you an example, when he won the Players Championship and he and Kevin Kisner went three holes for sudden death, and they both, you know, it could have went either way. They were both firing at the pin on the water hole, but he just had that look in his eyes, and he had that look today, and he's very focused. I think he's playing it one shot at a time, and he's going to be very, very much in the mix this weekend, regardless of what the wind does and how they set up the course, because that's really the only way they can affect the scores now. You know, they got a lot of rain last night, so it played a little bit easier today, but then once the wind picks up, it's going to be a whole different picture. But, yeah, I think Ricky's in it for the long term there. Very impressive. He broke the course record in addition to the tournament record today. So, obviously, very impressive.
Hey, Ron, no Tiger, no Phil. And I understand they haven't really been extremely competitive. Tiger hasn't played in a while. But, you know, this is kind of the future of golf moving forward, the fact that these guys aren't even, you know, in major championships. And, you know, that's kind of the direction we're heading. What do you think? Long-term golf going to be fine without those guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this happens. If you look back, you know, I grew up as a kid watching Ari and Jack and those guys. And, of course, now, you know, they've stepped aside. It's a generational thing, but golf will survive. It's a little bit different game now, a little bit flashier than it was back in the old days. But professional golf and the PGA Tour is in very good shape. And it's just, you know, it's hard to keep up with the players for me. I used to go look at each player and tell you who he was. Now I have to look it up in the media again. I can't keep up with them like I used to.
Ron Mintz with us here on the sports line talking some U.S. Open. Who's your dark horse this weekend?
Actually, I had my eye on Sergio. I just thought he, not because he won the Masters, but I thought that he was playing very well, and he got the monkey off his back, and I don't know where he's at right now. I think maybe two under, but I would still look at him. And, of course, I had for my favorite pick, Dustin, but he had a very bad day at three over. But he didn't really play that bad. It was the rough got him a few times. And then when he, you know, once you get in there, sometimes it takes two or three shots to get out. So for three over, the way he played was not that bad. And there's 10 shots between him and Ricky, but that's not a lot at the U.S. Open. I mean, it could change very quickly. So I picked DJ, but Sergio was my sleeper pick.
Ron Mintz, MyGolfDaily.com, talking to us live. U.S. Open, obviously, day one today. It'll continue through the weekend, ending probably on Father's Day. Ron, what about this golf course, the way it's set up? I mean, yeah, we're hearing talk that 10, maybe double digits under par is going to win it. Not a traditional U.S. Open layout, huh?
No, I was afraid it was going to be like Chalmers Bay, which I don't think anybody really liked that. They weren't ready, I don't think, and they'll have to make a lot of changes before they'll ever have another Open there. Now, this course sounds like Chalmers Bay, but once you see it, it's a beautiful course. It's not tricked up. The greens are in perfect condition. It's just the rough. I mean, they had to do something to keep the scores down, so they thought they would do the rough. And then they got so much pressure, they cut some of it yesterday, but it's still, I mean, if you can find your ball in it, it's very hard to get it out. You look at DJ, who was probably the strongest guy on tour, and he got in it today, and I've never seen anybody swing as hard, and he only hit it about 40 yards out. So once you get in there, you're looking at double bogey at best. So, but the course itself, it's long, but it's not really playing as long as it sounds, because it does have a lot of hills that go down, and you can hit some long drives. And, of course, if you get a win behind you, that helps. So I think it's a great course. It's a lot better than I expected.
Just another 30 seconds or so left, Ron. What if any, surprises, or what should viewers expect to see the rest of the weekend, in your opinion?
I would not get too hung up on the scores after today. I mean, you know, obviously Ricky's scores is great, but at a U.S. Open, and especially with its rough, and then with wind coming in, the greens are going to be lightning fast. The fairways are going to be hard. They're not going to be able to get the spin on the ball that they got today. They couldn't have asked for better conditions for that course than they got today because of that rain. We're not supposed to get any more rain, and the wind has already picked up this afternoon. So I think you're going to see lower scores. And I would say maybe 10 under would win it at the best.
Okay.
And we've got somebody at 7, so that's how quick it could change.
Gotcha. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys.
Ron Mintz, MyGolfDaily.com, joining us here on the Sports Line. Quick break when we come back. Stu Gatz of the Dan Le Batard Show on a Barlow Thursday.